Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Well, as Cormac and Delaney mentioned there, Ryan Tuberty and his agent Noel Kelly will appear before those two Oireachtas committees tomorrow, the Public Accounts Committee and the Media Committee. And Kieran Cannon is a Fine Gael TD and member of the Public Accounts Committee. He joins us now. Kieran, what will you be asking both men?
I'm a member of the media committee, Sarah.
What
I'll be asking is that we can delve further into how we've arrived at the situation we've arrived at, where public trust in RTE as an institution has been utterly shattered, and what we've been doing for the last 2 weeks, trying to shine a light into the darkest recesses of what was a deliberately complex payment arrangement for Ryan Tuberty. That's essentially what we're trying to do. And, you know, using all of the opportunities available, because there'll be substantial opportunities over 3 hours of questioning to try and get to the bottom of who knew what and how this arrangement was arrived at. I mean, all of our endeavour, and indeed that of PAC and yourselves there in RTE, has been trying to get to the bottom, you know, eliminating the drip-drip kind of effect of information being fed to us selectively, and getting to the bottom of it being a very, very complex subject, so that when we do move forward, we can begin to restore trust in RTE as an institution in the shortest possible time frame. That's ultimately what everyone has been endeavouring to do for the last two weeks.
There have been big question marks and entirely unanswered questions up to this point about the payments, the €120,000 payments from 2017 to 2019. Still a lot of confusion as to how that happened, why it happened, etc. Would you expect to be able to get answers on that tomorrow?
I think this is an opportunity for both Ryan Tuberty and Noel Kelly to eliminate any doubt around exactly the relationship that existed between the agent and his client and the institution that is RTE. Nothing can be left unasked and unanswered over the next couple of days. That would be my argument. This is a really valuable opportunity for Ryan Tuberty, for Noel Kelly, to, you know, reveal all of the detail around whatever kind of payment arrangements have been entered into, not alone recently, but indeed in previous years. This is an opportunity that should not be squandered. It's as simple as that, Sarah.
Mm. Some commentary over the fact that both men will have their solicitors with them. Is that something that causes you any concern?
It doesn't. If somebody chooses to have somebody who has legal expertise sitting beside them, advising them on the legal aspects of whatever disclosures they're making to the committee or indeed to anyone else, I don't have an issue with that, to be honest. If that's what they choose to do, and if that's the environment in which they feel comfortable in appearing before Oireachtas committees, well then, as far as I'm concerned, it's a matter of facilitating their presence and getting the answers we need answered quickly as possible.
You will have heard there Elaine Loughlin talking about the comments made by the new Director General Kevin Backhurst today in relation to what he plans to do at RTE, the changes he plans to make. What did you make of what he had to say?
I was impressed to an extent. There were in the early, very robust questioning of the new Director General in the earlier stages of that interview. There was a question about what the exit payments were being made to senior executives who were stepping down from that role. There seemed to be some reticence on the part of the new DG to reveal the exact details of that. I think that needs to be looked at, needs to be examined by the DG and by his newly appointed team, again, bringing the maximum degree of transparency for the public and for the taxpayer, for the licensed payer, as to what kind of exit payments are being made to senior management. I think that's important. One aspect of what I think has been lost in a lot of this conversation, Sarah, is the responsibility of the RTE board itself. And when I say that, I don't mean the executive board. In fact, I think there's a lot of confusion around a governance structure that seems to have two boards. But the senior board, the board that, you know, oversees the culture, the ethos, the operation of RTE, there's been an attempt almost on the part of that board to kind of abdicate or absolve itself of any responsibility for what's happened in the last couple of years. Moya Doherty, you know, appearing before us last week saying that she was personally bewildered and devastated by the crisis. I would argue the board should have been all over this. The board are attempting to paint themselves as some kind of passive observers of what happened, you know, sitting in the Hogan stand watching Galway versus Limerick rather than being on the pitch and being active participants in in resolving this.
Just in terms of was some of the stuff of what she said last week was, you know, she was walking around the building, anyone could have come to her and told her this is what's happening.
Yeah, but that is not the way a board that is responsibility for the governance, the financial management of a huge entity like RTE should operate. You don't walk around the corridors of RTE waiting for someone to inform you of what's going on. You have clear, well-structured lines of reporting from senior management all the way from those people who are making key decisions about the future of RTE every day. They should be communicated extensively and regularly to the members of the board. And if the members of the board didn't have those kind of robust reporting mechanisms in place, the responsibility for that aspect of RTE's governance rests clearly with them. And as far as I'm concerned, they didn't have those robust reporting mechanisms.
So do you think there are further questions then for the board?
I do. And I think it would be important that, you know, if Kevin Backhurst, and I wish him well in his endeavours, is seeking to, you know, do a clean sweep here and completely re-examine the governance and the structure and the ethos of RTE, the board has to play a pivotal role in all of that. It can't be that the innocent bystander, and the board needs to explain how it is hoping to do its job better. I think it only meets me. Is it once or twice, but perhaps three times a year? It needs to meet far more regularly.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Kieran, but just very briefly, that's not Kevin Backhurst's role, though, is it? That's the government's role when it comes to the board of RTE.
Well, yes, it is. But ultimately, he is the one who will report directly to the board. I know that Minister Catherine Martin has obviously instigated now two reviews, which will look from a forensic level into the operation of RTE. But I do think of all of the conversations we've had over the last couple of weeks, the board seems to have, as you know, stood aside as the innocent passive observer. And I don't think that's acceptable. And the board itself perhaps should step up to the plate and say, well, here's how we endeavour or will endeavour to do our job better.
All right. Kieran Cannon, Fine Gael TD and a member of the media committee, who will be involved in some of those hearings tomorrow. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.